This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, we talk about the U.S. coal industry in the aggregate, but if you want a name, there's Peabody Energy. Its sales, reported just a few minutes ago, were worse than expected. Even before that news, its stock was down 97% from its high point over the last year. Not even the Supreme Court's surprise hold for the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan, which limits carbon emissions, gave Peabody much of a bump. Ashley Milne-Tite reports on what the court's action means for the whole industry.
Utilities won't have to cut back on burning coal anytime soon. Luke Popovich is with the American Mining Association. It's a plaintiff in a big lawsuit to stop the Clean Power Plan. He says the industry is now hopeful.
Because I think we will see a greater confidence within the coal community, among state legislatures and governors around the country, that they don't have to impose these costs on themselves.
The costs associated with complying with the government's plan. Christopher Inton is an equity analyst with Morningstar. He says the industry is being squeezed by more and more rules on the one hand, and it's been walloped by the low price of natural gas on the other.
So they're really feeling it from both ends. In a company like Peabody, they find themselves in an even worse situation because they have so much debt.
Debt the company took on when the market was at its peak. Today, coal is at its lowest production point since 1983. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.